Hi, this is Maggie.
This is Harriet.
And this is Colin. You're listening to
After Girl Scouts, a podcast by Girl Scouts and for Girl Scouts, past, present, and future.
We are talking to former Girl Scouts to learn why Girl Scouts was meaningful to them
and how being a Girl Scout influences them today.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to After Girl Scouts. I'm Chloe.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Harriet.
Today we are excited to welcome Sarah Noel Wilson to the show.
Sarah was a Girl Scout for 6 years.
Now she is an executive coach, keynote speaker, transformer of teams, and a researcher.
Welcome, Sarah, to After Girl Scouts. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, including how many years you were a Girl Scout, what level you ended at, and any awards you earned.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for having me. And also, congratulations for doing this work. I think it's such a wonderful idea, and I'm honored to be one of your guests on this podcast.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
You're very welcome. So a little bit about myself. So I own my own company, which is a leadership coaching and consulting team. I work with people and businesses that manage other people's, and I help make sure that they're being good people, essentially. I work with leaders to help them have better relationships with themselves and with other people. And so I love the work that I get to do. A little bit about my background as a Girl Scout. So if I remember correctly, I actually had to talk to my mom about this because she was my troop leader. But I'm pretty sure that I was a Girl Scout from first grade to sixth or seventh grade. And then junior high happened and people lost a little bit of interest. But my school was really, really small. So part of the challenge was we just didn't have that many kids. I graduated eighth grade with 13. In my class. It was very small. So the level that I ended at would have been a junior, didn't quite make the transition into a senior. So that's my Girl Scout career.
So before we move on to the next question, what's a transformer of teams?
A transformer. Oh, I love your curiosity. So I work with a lot of, I work with a lot of teams that often are dealing with some low trust issues where they don't get along or they don't like each other or they don't feel safe with each other. And so I have the honor and privilege of working with those teams and helping them move from low trust to high trust. So essentially transforming them so that they can be higher performing. Is that what you thought it was going to be? I love the question.
No, I had no idea just what it would be. I thought maybe you brought people together to form teams.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
That sometimes that happens, but yeah, no. When I was thinking of that language, it was because I was helping teams move from okay teams to great teams.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Girl Scout memory?
You know, there's so many. We were a really tight troop, and as I mentioned earlier, my mom was our troop leader. So there's a lot to pick from. You know, one of the memories that actually stands out a lot just because it was such a unique experience. I'll share two. The less serious memory was we would do a lot of events together, and we would, you know, obviously we had events as a troop and bonding and learning skills and things like that. But we also were very committed to each other during school activities. And so at my school, we would have lip sync competitions. And we always scored very high in the top three. My Girl Scout troop, we often did lip syncs and did very well. So those were always fun memories. But actually the one that came to mind as soon as I was thinking about this question is we would also do a lot of volunteer work, and we would work with different organizations. And we had the opportunity to work, and I don't remember what the organization was, but it was an event where parents of who had children who had various different physical special needs would come together and learn. And so we were brought in to babysit the kids. And it was the first time for me that I was exposed to, just different challenges that kids had that I didn't have to experience. So the little girl that I got to be paired up with and babysit, you know, with somebody who got fed through a feeding tube. And so I remember that being a really transformative moment of being exposed to just different challenges that I didn't have to. And we were probably like 10, like fifth grade, maybe 10, 11. And it's still it was a really transformative moment for me. So that's one of my favorite memories, was getting the chance to volunteer and watch these kiddos while their parents got to connect and learn from each other.
Pretty nice.
Was there any part of Girl Scouts that influences your career? How did it influence you?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you know, I didn't realize at the time, but I mean, there's a lot of different things. You know, I used to, and I still struggle with anxiety sometimes. I didn't realize that, but I used to get really nervous about going to camp and going to day camp. And even though it was day camp, we didn't know at the time that I struggled with some anxiety. And so there was lots of moments where I was taking risks and pushing outside my comfort zone, whether that was doing sleepovers. And I mean, there's so many, again, at the time you didn't realize some of the skills you were building, but collaboration and working together and taking leadership roles and public speaking. And, you know, my mom was really passionate about making sure that we were giving back to the community and doing things from a social responsibility perspective. And so all of those things certainly shaped who I am. And, you know, I think the other thing is that we were, you know, the group that I was a part of, we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of resources. So we were pretty scrappy. And one of the things that I think I definitely held on to is that regardless of where I came from, my economic background, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in, is that we just were always taught that we could do anything we put our mind to. And so that's definitely served me now that I own my own business.
Very nice. So what is something you learned in Girl Scouts that you can unlearn anywhere else, Sarah?
That's a really great question. I think one of the things that's really unique about Girl Scouts is this idea of, as women, as young women, really learning how to support each other and have each other's back. I think that's really important, especially now. You know, when I think about a specific lesson that I learned, you know, I don't know that I don't know. It's hard to say if I would have learned it somewhere else, but I certainly learned it as a result of my time in Girl Scouts. So a quick little story. So I mentioned earlier that we would do these lip syncs, right? And it was good. Yeah, we were pretty good at it. And it was always very dramatic. But we did this one song that is not going to be a reference that you'll get, but Wendy listening on the line will, but we did Leader of the Pack, and which was a song from the 50s. And so there was a lead singer in it, and I desperately wanted to be the lead singer. Like, I thought I had it in the bag. My mom was the Girl Scout troop leader. Certainly she would pick me. And she didn't. And I was devastated. And she picked this other, another one of my troop members. And I remember just being really mad and angry at her, and, you know, but what my mom helped me realize is that this other troop member, you know, essentially my mom said, listen, you come from a good family. You come from, you know, you have a family who loves you and supports you. And this is a young woman who had a lot of challenges in her home life, had a lot of instability. And she's like, So if I can give her a moment to shine, if I can give her a moment to step in and to develop her confidence, then that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, I mean, I felt like a jerk when she told me that, like, oh, well, of course, you know, but when you're a kid, you're like, I want the attention on me. And so that was a really powerful life lesson. And even though it was my mom, right, my mom wore a different hat when she was the troop leader. And so when she was our troop leader, she was our troop leader, right? She led us. She, you know, shared wisdom with us in a way that was just different. And also I listened to her differently in that role than I did maybe in just our normal mother-daughter relationship. I also got really good at, you know, it exposed, so that, yeah, I guess I'll just pause there. Like that was a really transformative moment as well.
Why do you feel that talking to us is important?
Oh, 'cause you're the future. We, you know, here's the thing. And I'm sure you're hearing it from other people, but the world still hasn't quite figured out the power that women have. We're just starting to be represented in more places, but we're still not there, right? Like, we still haven't had a female president. We still have, you know, our representatives are still not, right? It's not equal. We're still not being paid. But what's exciting is that we're finally starting to get more opportunities and we're fighting for more opportunities. Not only that, but what we know is that companies perform better when they have more female leaders. So for me, it's talking to you is really important because I want you to see at your age, really what else could be possible versus beyond what you maybe are seeing now. Because I do believe that we have a unique perspective. I think that our ability to be compassionate and nurturing serves us really well, especially when we step into leadership roles. And so I'm really excited to hopefully plant a little seed of what might be possible for your future so that you think bigger and do bigger and play bigger.
Yeah, I agree with you about like the intention thing.
Yeah.
Us women need more kind of like more attention than other people let on.
It's changing. But we've got to, sometimes we've just got to make the change ourselves and not wait for other people to do it. And I mean, here's the other thing is that I do a lot of work. I've worked with a lot of women and a lot of women leaders. And sometimes there's a struggle with feeling confident about how you show up and not being afraid to be powerful or to speak up. And and so if I can in any way light a spark in you so that you can get there quicker than what it took me on my 38-year journey, that would be, I'd feel like I did something good in this world.
Yeah, and we can also help to light a spark for any younger generations out there that is listening to this podcast.
Yeah, look at you pulling it in the whole audience. I love it.
Because the whole audience for this podcast is important.
Yeah, absolutely. The work you're doing is important, right?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope for the future of Girl Scouts?
When I was a kid, Girl Scouts was basically known for two things, camping and cookies. It's not bad. None of that's bad. Not at all.
The cookies are what I think of Girl Scouts.
Yeah. The cookies are great. It's one of my, I buy an unhealthy amount of cookies when it's time for that. But I make people sell it. Like, you gotta sell it to me. But what I hope for the future of Girl Scouts is that it is seen by an even bigger audience as a place for young girls to develop their leadership skills so that they can go on and lead businesses and lead the world. And that it becomes the premier place for young women to develop the skills they need to lead us into the next chapter of our, you know, what our world needs to look like. That's my hope for the Girl Scouts.
I know with our troops, like most of the girls left, but I think it was mostly because they were busy, right?
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, to me I think it's a little sad that they chose something else over Girl Scouts, depending on what it is.
Yeah, like a better extracurricular Girl Scouts would have
been like a better impact on them.
Yeah.
Or at least better for the community.
Or just a different one, right? Yeah. You know, like everyone makes their own choices. So for me, right, it's not about looking at and telling people what they should do, but it's looking at, well, why do you continue to say yes? So that's, let me ask you that question. Why do the three of you, because I mean, you know, you get older, you get distracted by things, you get distracted by life, and you're trying to step into being an adult, and right, like that, there's a lot of distractions that are happening in your age right now. So you can understand and appreciate why some people might choose different things. But I'm curious to hear from the three of you, why do you continue to say yes to Girl Scouts?
I keep saying yes because I think I just want kind of do what you want to do and get more people to know that it's not just cookies and camping.
Yeah, and I keep saying yes to Girl Scouts because there's a lot of people out there that might not know you, and so you can help them out, like get comfortable and that sort of stuff.
I say yes because I want to get my gold award so that when I join the Army, I can
something show to brag it about.
Yeah, and it shows people that
I don't know.
Oh, I love that. You have like a really specific path laid out. That's amazing.
And that when I joined that, you just, even if you get your Eagle Scouts, a gold award is just the same as it.
So yeah.
Isn't that higher?
Yeah, that's like seriously higher.
They're equivalent. Okay. And I just want to show people
it's
Boy
similar.
Scouts and Girl Scouts have the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes in more ways than one, like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are kind of alike.
Sure. Yeah. A little bit different focuses, but yeah, I mean, they're both trying to help children. I'm sure you're trying to wrap it up, but I like to ask questions. So I'm curious, what is one thing, like, how are you different? What's one way you're different because of your time in Girl Scouts? Or what's something you've learned?
For me, when I started off in Girl Scouts, I used to talk to no one, be really shy, and now I can go up to anyone because of Girl Scout cookies. My parents were like, you have to sell it. We can't sell it for you. So
yeah,
I'm confident.
When I started Girl Scouts as a brownie, I was just, like, super nervous. Like, when I met all of you for the first time.
Taught me that, and it taught me that there's different people out there and that you need to talk to everyone.
I've definitely become more of a leader than I was before because of this, and I don't know if there's any other group that I could be part of and get the same experience. In what other group am I gonna do a podcast?
Yeah, exactly. You're just gonna knock yourself out of your shell and just experience the world for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You're giving me tingles. I mean, right? All the things that you said is going to set you up for so much greater success than you even realize right now, right? Your ability to make connections, to go after goals, to step outside your comfort zone, right? And, you know, one of the mantras I have is to play fully brave. And so I love hearing all three of you share examples of how you play fully brave and how Girl Scouts has supported you.
Thank you, Sarah, for joining us today. How can our listeners get in contact with you?
Oh, how can they get in contact with me? Well, they can go to my website, which is www.sarahnowellwilson.com, SarahNowellWilson, or they can connect with me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, same name, just Google it. I think I'm the only Sarah Noel Wilson in the world, so they'll be able to find it as long as they spell it correctly, but that's the best way to connect with me.
So my favorite part was that her mom was like a troop leader, and that made me remember about when my mom was a co-leader of our troop, which was very, very nice.
My favorite part was when she kind of flipped the interview on us. Well, why are you, started asking questions like, well, why are you doing this? Why are you so part of Girl Scouts? That was...
Yeah, that just kind of made me freeze on the spot. That was such an awkward question.
I thought it was pretty interesting. Switching up the format and stuff. What about you, Harriet?
My favorite part was when she had anxiety and she took risks about going places and stuff.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends.
We thank you for all your support of this project and Girl Scouts.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts.